I'm Marcus Mead, producer and co-host of the Royals Weekly podcast. At least, that's my night job. During the day, I'm an educator, and for the last week, I've had the privilege of working with a group of very smart, talented young people to explore a question that has interested me since I was their age. So, a long time. Why are sports such a big part of our culture? After a week of writing and discussing this topic, this group of 11 students addressed that question by creating the podcast you're about to hear. They wrote everything, they recorded everything, they found all the sounds. Every voice you'll hear is theirs. As I watched them create this podcast episode, as I heard their unique insight into this question, it dawned on me that the perspectives of young people, adolescents as they are conspicuously absent from the conversations related to sports and society. I was surprised and delighted by the valuable insight they provided, and I hope you will be as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Rue Honors Academy's presentation of More Than a Game, How Sports Shape Us.
I feel like sports are a big part of our culture because sports give us something to bond over. It gives us something to be competitive about without having to be like unnecessarily violent. It gives us something to have like that banter over, something human beings need to, releases energy, different types of things that people need to just regroup.
During the second inning, I found out that this match might be the last for a legendary player in Indian cricket, MS Dhoni, on the opposing team. Even though I only began to understand cricket a year ago, Dhoni was a topic every cricket household talked about. It was sad, moving news that hit me like a bullet. After a moment of sadness, I went on with the game. About an hour into the second inning, with the other team having 5 wickets lost, everyone suddenly started chanting Dhoni. It was similar to a wave, more people chanting as more time passed, including the people that weren't fans of the opposing team. The entire stadium was roaring with excitement, and this sent chills down my spine. I was overcome with joy and was really proud of the people in the stadium for the unity. Fans or not, everyone came together to support an extraordinary player, regardless of his background.
And my family is pretty big on sports. Like, we all enjoy it. It definitely, like, it's brought my family together. Like, there were times when we were, like, our family was, like, split on, like, opposing teams in the Super Bowl, and it was just, like, all of good, fun time. And for me, like, it was just, like, memories that I look back at that, like, really make me happy. Like, really, like, I remember them as a really good time.
I don't really have an emotional attachment to it. My family, a lot of my family actually does play sports and watch sports. They're screaming and waking me up at 10 o'clock at night for every Super Bowl win. That seems to be a consistent thing now. But I've enjoyed writing, which is why I took a journalism class on sports. And I think they're interesting to study the psychological effect it has on people and what the effect it has on society as a whole. But I've never played sports. I am very unathletic, and yeah, I've never had an emotional attachment to it, but I do think they're fascinating.
Ever since I was a kid, I really wasn't the best at sports. I was never athletic. I never knew how to run fast, couldn't throw or catch a ball. I never really knew the rules of any sports I've ever played. In PE, I would always have the lowest fitness testing times. I would never really do well in the games, and it didn't really matter to me because I thought to myself, why focus on sports when school is so much more important? Additionally, my family was much more academic-based. If I was doing well in school, they didn't really care as long as I got a lot of exercise. So, I didn't really care about sports until the Chiefs started winning a lot more. When I saw how the Chiefs and their football games bring my family together, we could debate about them, talk and laugh over them, and the Super Bowl parties had us all cheering whenever the Chiefs made a goal or when they won, I really admired the way sports could bring us together. So I like to think that my opinion on sports has changed over the years from something that I was indifferent to something that brought my family together.
Playing sports was it was a good experience for me, and it was very different. I was the oldest. I'm the oldest and the first kid and grandchild. So basically, I would give off that leader role. And I kind of started off a tradition because I was the first girl to play baseball. And now my cousins play baseball. And my great cousins play baseball. So it's like I kind of started something, but at the same time, I don't want it to become a habit where my cousins feel like, well, my biggest cousin, you know, she played baseball, and I don't really want to do, I don't want to cause that.
With everything you do from such a young age impacts your life, it is very important. Like, your earliest memories are typically things that you enjoy, and for a lot of people, that is sports, whether that, like, your parents, I wouldn't say force, but would highly encourage you to continue sports for the rest of your life. And some kids don't really want to do that, and some parents are not really okay with that. So there is a negative pressure to it a lot of times, but there's also a positive pressure to it, to, like, parents make you want to improve your, I guess, craft in your sport, or, you know, how to become more skillful in whatever you decide to do.
In many ways. The team was made of mostly high schoolers, and as a fresh middle schooler, it was nerve-wracking to be a part of a group where I was the youngest. Even though every time I walked into practice, I felt as though I looked up to the older girls. While they were practicing, I was always hiding in the corner as they threw new routines and joked about their days at school. I felt as though my relationship with gymnastics had been split. Some days I was excited to practice and learn new skills. Other days I thought I would never be as good as the big girls. From this, I developed the mindset that if I ever wanted to advance in the sport, I had to fully commit no matter how I was feeling or what was going on around me.
I think sports have helped me to kind of have that time to myself when I can just, like, just think about everything. I don't have to necessarily talk to somebody, but I can just have all my thoughts laid out. But I've also think that sports have positive, like, negatively impacted me. You know, it's made me stress out a lot more about my times. Like, I have to be better. I have to be, like, this person in my mind. And, you know, you don't always have to be that person, but sometimes it puts a lot of stress on me, I feel like, in a different way. Just to have that need to be, like, better than I already am.
Because I've definitely had moments where I was like, oh, I'm not the best at this, or oh, I'll never be as good as them. And then it's like, I'm kind of, like, disassociated from the sport anymore, and I don't really want to do it. But I feel like that can also help people, and, like, especially, like, certain type of people who, like, thrive off of that competitiveness and wanting to be better.
I think on the spectating side, it's a lot more, like, encouraging your team, while on the playing side, it's more like I have to meet all these people's expectations and be able to, like, fulfill the job of winning this game. But also at the same time, like, if you do win the game, like, there's so much joy you get from that. And I mean, same on the other hand, if you lose the game, there's also a lot of, like, sadness that comes along with it, I guess.
For me personally, I've been able to, like, cope with my emotions a lot better, because I feel like sports, like, it gives you so many emotions in, like a year or a season. And so to be able to cope with those emotions and not have it, like, beat you down, I feel like I've gotten better at doing that.
Freshman year, 2022, cross country. I came into the first day after never hearing of the sport. First day, and I hated it. I ran by myself so far behind everyone. I couldn't keep myself running for 10 minutes nonstop. I felt as if I had fallen into the wrong sport and I would never find my sport. My upperclassmen did not help. They would leave me out group activities, then talk about their plans in front of me. Despite feeling terrible and feeling like an oddball out, I stayed. I never saw it as an important or tried to be better. I always saw it as fun. Sophomore year, 2024 track. By the end, our 7 varsity distance girls were graduating, leaving us with 3 varsity girls. At this moment, I knew this was no longer a fun, stupid sport, but a sport where I had to rise and be the leader. I wanted to help the freshmen like the upperclassmen never helped me, and I wanted to be the person who made the younger students feel the need to try and keep going.
Yeah, I definitely think sports has definitely shaped me. I feel like I've been able to, from a definitely a young age, kind of looking up to adults and being able to, like, communicate with them, because I was more of a shy person. So sports kind of helped me find a community of people that also agreed and want to do the things that I wanted to do. And so that really helped me find kind of a community so that I could branch out from there.
I am not athletic. Let's just start with that. Whenever we ran the mile, I would come running down out of breath and would be one of the last people to finish. Volleyball wasn't better. My aim control was all over the place. I would also get smacked in the head quite a bit. Freshman year came, and I decided to sign up for fall cheer. First day of practice was terrifying. I only knew 3 people on the team. Learning cheers was hard and having to do the same motions over and over again. We did team bonding, which was filled with laughter and smiles, and ended with a delicious brunch at First Watch. With our stomachs filled and the smiles on our faces, I knew these were my favorite people. I started looking forward to practices. Stunting was especially fun, with backing the flyer and saying 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on and so on. Friday nights were filled with adrenaline. Getting ready in the locker room with a big red and blue bow in my black hair tied up in a ponytail with a PH tattoo on my left cheek, which is accompanied with a big smile ready for a camera to go off. Standing on the track waiting for a touchdown so we can say, touchdown, touchdown, do it again on that line. One more time, Raiders, bring it on in. Soon games started getting colder and we needed hot chocolate periodically so the smiles wouldn't be frozen on our faces. Eventually, our last football game ended and our season was over. Now I'm counting the days, 61 and counting, till fall cheer starts.
Sports is a game. Some sports are games. And games have historically always bring humans together. It's human nature to be together. And so sports is big because humans want to be together and they want to agree about something or argue with other people.
Yeah, for sure. I think a big part of sports is the community we build with each other. And sports gives us a place to foster that energy and to build great connections overall.
Let me take you back to September 2021. Maybe you were still working from home or wearing masks everywhere you went. For me, this was one of the biggest months of my life. I was in 7th grade and my middle school's volleyball coach was announcing who had made the A-team. She had gathered all 20-something of us in the basement, or so-called gym. We stood nervously in a line, sharing tense smiles and thumbs up. The coach clapped her hands and looked at us with her clipboard in hand. Time stilled as she started listing my friends' names in alphabetical order. As she neared the middle of the list, she called out my name. Someone asked, "Which one?" I shared a first name and a last initial with another girl. It felt as if I was only there physically when a smile creeped onto her coach's face and she said, "Both."
Well, I've had, like, times where I was really nervous, whether I was, like, playing a sport or I was just watching, nervous for my team, like, watching on the TV, or, like, nervous when I was going to compete individually or with a group. And also, like, times of accomplishment where I felt really proud of myself and of all the work that I did because I knew I put in so much work before, and it all paid off in the end.
My lungs began to get heavy as I approached half a mile, but I pushed on, staying towards the front. 1 mile hit and my legs began feeling sore, but once again I ignored it and pushed on. I was 75% done and I could see some girls getting to the finish. I kept pushing through the grassy field trying to pass as many girls as possible. Finally, the end stretch came. I gained as much strength as I could, pumped my arms as hard as possible, and sprinted like my life depended on it.
I could feel a sense of dread as I was competing, for I knew then that my breath was running out. I had been consistently putting effort into every piece I danced today, but nothing could prepare me for this. Walking off the stage after one of my favorite dances I was performing today, hip-hop, I could feel a vice around my throat as I was gasping for air. Backstage, everyone was fretting, putting ice packs on me, giving me my inhaler, and fanning me. I had a quick change before my hip-hop duet, so I had to compose myself so the competition could keep running smoothly. I just couldn't breathe. I felt like I was trying to come up for air with no avail.
Sometimes it's like fear, because for some reason everything's amplified at that time. Like, there can be like a really dim light, but it can seem like the brightest light in the world over your head, and then everyone is just watching you, and it's a really scary part, and it's also like a really, really nice thing, because it gives you like that energy that you need, and it's adrenaline, it's like that, that makes you feel better, and you feel better when you win. Of course there's losses, but generally it brings that extra energy to you that makes you feel really, really good.
I could see my teammates on second and third base looking worried, fidgeting with their pants as they gave me that look that saying indicates that it's all on you, Jalen. I walked up to the plate. I could feel the sand through my cleats as I was walking. I could get to the plate and do a couple of practice swings, and I prepared myself for the pitch. The pitcher on the opposite team threw the ball, and I swung the bat, and I got a strike. Then the second time the pitcher pitched, and I struck again. After that, I took a timeout, and I basically told myself to pretend the ball was slowing down and to do my best. I went up to the plate, and the pitcher was getting ready to pitch. And in that moment, I just felt that everything went quiet. I saw the ball was pitching towards me, and I swung my bat, and I actually hit the ball out of the field, and I got a home run and 3 RBIs. Once I got back to the home plate, I did my little dance, and I felt very good at the end.
Sports has helped me make a lot of friends, even in recent times. It'll be like, oh, I play this sport, because you'll just randomly mention it or something. People are like, oh, yeah, I play that sport too. And you just kind of get into like this whole little tangent about, oh, how this is and how this is or whatever. Or sometimes you can just like, it shapes you in a way where you learn how to do more things. You learn patience. You learn how to just push yourself even more.
It was mid-July and the sun acted as such. Even by nightfall, the weather showed no mercy. I was seated in the same hard and sticky seat for several hours among a rowdy crowd and what I considered to be an even rowdier crowd of bugs that buzzed in my ear and tried to ruin my life. I had never enjoyed playing or attending sporting events, but I made an exception for what I now consider to be one of the worst days of my life. Although the Chiefs did win at Arrowhead against some team I couldn't be bothered to remember, never again. Since the early 1920s, I mean, we've made football, especially in American culture, such a key factor of not only our communities, but our politics and our economy.
Whenever I go to like stadiums and stuff like that, I can see like all different types of people come there. It's not about necessarily if we don't agree with this. It's not about everything like us being different or skin color or whatever it is. It's just like you all are going together to support one idea or one person or one team or whatever it is. As the youngest of 7 children, I've had to go to a lot of sports events. My brother Devontae Ford was in his senior year of high school, and at the time I wouldn't pay much attention to the track races because I was just there for moral support. It was a very hot day in May, and the sun consistently and the irritating stakes were very, very high. All of a sudden, my brother's race came up in the 4x4. He was the anchor, like a ship. A lot of these emotions that I felt were some of pride, some motivation, and some of complete utter awe. The best part about this race is that whenever he had about 200 meters left of it, his shoe fell completely off. All he had was a simple sock and 1 shoe to run on. I watched him run and finish first in that race. It meant a lot for him to show grit and determination without even pausing to stop for that race.
Because I used to say, oh, I don't like track, and now I did it 1 year for the summer, and now I want to do it, but I'm scared, but I'm going to try to do it at the end. I promise. I'm going to try to do it at the end.